live with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, for Scott Blueball and the farm organization he leads, 2020 has been a year of making lemonade out of lemons. After a good start, AFR-OFU President Scott Blueball said things turned sour quickly, but they've always been able to adapt.
A few good things have come out of this terrible pandemic. And one of the good things is, a lot of the supermarket shelves throughout the country became bare in April, and consumers didn't understand why and what was going on. And so it really brought a lot of awareness to where their food comes from and how it's grown. And the consumers have refocused on that. And they really want to know where their food comes from, and they value the farmers a little bit more, I think.
Farm Group was successful in getting the state legislature to pass the Oklahoma Certified Beef Act, which became law on November the 1st.
What that law did was it established a definition of Oklahoma Certified Beef is born, raised, and processed in the state of Oklahoma. And then that beef is eligible to be branded Oklahoma Certified Beef. So consumers want to know where their food comes from. This does that, as well as it's an economic driver, I think, in Oklahoma, because promotes Oklahoma-grown products.
Another pitcher of lemonade was made when the farm group had to cancel their very successful traditional youth speech contest held every fall. He said, "We had to cancel our speech contest and other events, but we were able to put together a video series developed by professional speakers and share them with the 4-H, FFA, and others instead of having the contest. We've just been able to make lemonade out of lemons all year long," he added. Well, after threatening to veto it earlier, President Trump has signed the combined fiscal year 2021 omnibus appropriations and COVID relief bill on Sunday. Pro Farmer says Trump's signature means more aid is coming to farmers, and a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance benefits will take place over the next 6 months. The signing also eliminates a possible government shutdown. Trump's demanding changes in the bill, but Congress is not required to follow that direction. "I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to get removed," Trump says in a statement. "I will send back a redlined version, item by item, accompanied by the formal request to Congress insisting that those funds get removed from the bill." The bill includes extensions for tax incentives for biofuels and renewable biofuels, benefits for rural health care providers, and a 2-year water resources authorization bill that may help speed up waterway construction projects. The bill also provides new help for contract livestock growers, hog producers who had to depopulate their herds, cotton processors, biofuel producers, and the dairy industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com, and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email, and we'll meet up in your inbox.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.